The trial took place in Miami. Free the Cuban Five spokesperson Gloria La Riva said it was too hostile an environment to be grounds for a fair trial.
The defense had requested the trial to be held in any city outside of Miami, but the judge refused, and the trial was held in Miami despite decades of prejudice against anyone who would have been seen as defending the Cuban government.
La Riva said much of the media coverage of the Cuban Five trial was slanted against the defendants, and most people didn't know what was going on behind the scenes.
The U.S. government, through its official propaganda agency, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which manages radio and TV Marti, was secretly paying prominent Miami journalists who at the very same time were also covering the case of the Cuban Five in a hostile, prejudicial manner that helped to create this atmosphere of prejudice against the Five.
News of this first broke in 2006, but La Riva said the newspaper Liberation has recently obtained another 2,200 pages of government contracts with several Cuban-American journalists. These reporters were writing for publications including Miami Herald's Spanish edition at the time they were contributing to Radio and TV Marti. Those are U.S. government-sponsored media outlets broadcasting within Cuba.
They were very, very much very one-sided, but full of conjecture and lies, absolute lies, without any kind of proof. What they were doing was creating a hysteria in the city, in the community, for years before the Five were even arrested, and after.
She said some stories were far-fetched indictments linking the Cuban Five to Castro's government.
Wilfredo Cancio Isla was working for El Nuevo Herald, which is, you know, the most prominent Spanish-language newspaper in the country. And he received $4,700 in the 7 months period of the trial. But on June 4th, 2001, the day that the jury was going to begin deliberations, his article appeared in the Nuevo Herald, in which it says, "Cuba used hallucinogens to train its spies." And this article, like many of the others, would make these crazy, fantastical claims and then always manage to link them to the Cuban Five without really having any kind of proof.
La Riva said having domestic reporters on the payroll for a government entity that allegedly aims to spread pro-U.S. materials is a violation of the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948. Signed into law by President Harry S. Truman, the act bars U.S. propaganda from being disseminated on U.S. soil. She said another problem is that the coverage made for an unfair trial.
It was a constitutional violation of the Cuban Five's right to due process. That is, the right to be tried without prejudice, without harm, and especially when they were not aware of it. So we believe that this is grounds for an overturning of their conviction, even short of a new trial.
Letitia King, a spokesperson for the Broadcasting Board of Governors, said paying U.S.-based stringers to create content for the BBG is a pretty common practice.
We were engaging outside media experts to provide news and information to an audience in Cuba.
She said any allegations that the board was trying to influence the outcome of a trial are baseless.
You know, it was decided in a court of law that it went to appeal and the court upheld the verdict. So the Supreme Court declined to hear the case.
Conservative Cuban-American commentator Humberto Fontova said there weren't any Cubans on the jury and that the trial was covered by mostly Spanish newspapers anyway, so the jurors probably weren't reading them. Besides, he said, some of the U.S.'s most prominent journalists, ones often considered liberal, were once stringers for state media.
Edward Muro, Fred Barnes, among many others, were all on record as having received payments from Radio Free, or Radio Liberty, I believe was the name, but basically, essentially, Radio Free Europe.
When the story broke, the Miami Herald fired several of the reporters accused of writing anti-Cuba propaganda while reporting on the same issue in the U.S. The editor, shortly after, rehired them before resigning. Kelly McBride is senior faculty for ethics at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg. She said newsrooms tend to require reporters to disclose side projects to prevent possible ethics breaches, and the Herald didn't know what was taking place. McBride said regardless of whether having courtroom reporters on government rolls impeded the Cuban Five's right to a fair trial, it looks like the reporters clearly crossed the line.
That was clearly over the line. There was just no question. You know, the line is normally drawn for a journalist where you can take a contract from another organization that has a similar set of journalistic standards. So this was clearly outside the line.
To check out our past coverage of the Cuban Five, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.